under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis sitting in today for Dr. Youngblood, and I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Let's Face the Issues. We have a very interesting topic for discussion today connected to the signs of the times. A ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. It's a ball of confusion. When we consider all the things that are going on in our lives today, how inflation seems to be, we look at lawlessness happening all over the nation, how we see murder by abortion, how they're legalizing the right to kill a child in the mother's womb, how we see so many things going on connected to the presidential election. All the things that we see going on in society are a ball of confusion. I can remember a few years ago as a child growing up, a young boy, there was a song that was put out by a group called The Temptations. And I'm still less than 100 years old, but I can still remember the words to that song. A ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. And some of the lyrics in that song are so surreal. They really fit what's going on in our society for today. And certainly, we're looking at the second return, the soon coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, my question to you on today, are you ready for his return? Will you be ready when he cracks the sky? Will you be ready when he calls the church in that great getting up day, what we call a rapture? Be sure that your name is written down on today. Get your business fixed with the Lord. Amen. We just thank and praise God again for the opportunity to be able to minister to you by way of radio on today. And I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years, all my family and friends that are listening on today. Certainly we hope that you will get something from this broadcast. We're going to attempt to carry on. Amen. For Dr. Youngblood on today. So certainly we want you to listen attentively as we come from the Word of God with hopefully some answers to what we see that are going on in our lives on today. Well, let me put it like this. There's not hope. There's not an empty hope. There's a fulfilling hope, because anytime we look at the Word of God, it is the truth. The truth as revealed in the Word of God. And you hear Dr. Youngblood say this each and every day on this broadcast. That's our standpoint. We stand on the truth, and we try to present biblical answers to those who are confused about the thing that they are seeing. Which way should we go? Where should we turn? Who should we look to? And let me encourage you to keep your eyes fixed on the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help must come from the Lord. So certainly, if you don't have Christ in your life on today, let me encourage you to get him as soon as you can. Amen. We're going to be coming from the Word of God. Amen. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And then we're also going to come from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, so forth and so on. But we want you to understand, amen, time is winding up. And it's certainly time for us, amen, to get ourselves right, get ready to go back. Amen. Because Jesus is soon to come. Amen. When we look at the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said in his holy word, John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then he went on further to say in the book of St. John, chapter 17, in this high priestly prayer, he told the Father, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And let me go on further to say, as we face the issues, we do so based upon the word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. It is the word of God, and it is the truth. It is God-breathed. It is God-inspired. And not only that, it is the absolute truth. And I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, because I do want you to be saved. When God comes back, amen, I plan to go back with him. I'm going to heaven when I leave this place. And certainly I want to see all of you be able to have that same opportunity. I want to take as many with me as I can. Family, friends, even my enemies, I'm hoping and praying on today, will repent and get it right with God. Amen. Because when we look at God, there is no other truth besides God, because he is a God of absolutes. And when you look at absolute, there is no higher authority. So when it comes down to what we believe, the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help. It needs no explanation. All it needs is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. Amen. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. An outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. They sell and service all types of equipment, such as Honda and Echo and all the popular brands. So for whatever you might need, consult Tools for a Time. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, talking about the United States flag, flying high on the top of that staff. When you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with all your needs. Tools for a Time. You can also visit their website, toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Amen. Thank God for all of you. Amen on today. Certainly, we want you to know that this number today is 904-831-0917. That call will get you to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. We're talking about a ball of confusion, the signs of the time. And let me ask you something. I don't know what you might think on today, but could we be under the divine judgment of the hand of God? Is God's hand of judgment upon America? When we consider how far we have come, a nation that was built on the word of God, and now laws are being passed contrary to his word. Our rights are being eviscerated each and every day. Our history is being wiped out as a people. Certainly, God's hand of judgment must be upon America. If God, I've heard so many people say this, a lot of preachers say this, if God does not judge America for the sin it has committed, he will have to repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I don't think he has no plans of doing that, because when God speaks the word, he does not go back on his word on today. His word is powerful. In fact, he said in his holy word, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, the whole heaven and the earth will pass away. My friend, that is power. And certainly, amen, we don't want the hand of God to be upon us in judgment. Amen. We want to be blessed, amen, fully by his word. Amen. Romans chapter 1, I'll read this. And then we're going to read, amen, a few of the headlines that I have here. Amen. Concerning some of the subjects that we're going to be talking about. Inflation, lawlessness, and murder by abortion. Certainly, we might not be able to cover each and every portion of the topic on today, but we will try to squeeze as much in as we can. But Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, let me tell you something there. Everybody knows the truth. But the thing I keep hearing Dr. Youngblood say this too from day to day, as you take a poll, the study says in the world on today, everybody has their own version of truth. Let me tell you something. A version of the truth will not do you any good. You need the whole truth. And let me point you to the Word of God, because it's the source of all truth in the whole wide world. If it had not been for the Word of God being here or being available for us on today, we would still be living in error and falsehood. But let me tell you this. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. And certainly that's what he wants to do on today. He wants to steal the truth from the people of God, kill the people of God, and destroy the people of God, such as the church. Amen. I'm not talking about that building on the corner. Amen. Because anybody can go to the building. But I'm talking about the universal baptized body of believers, those who have turned their lives over to God through his son, Jesus Christ, and believe in God and trust in his holy word, and you are trusting in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. That's who I'm talking about on today. So those who hold the truth, and I'm talking about those out there in the world, they have some knowledge of the truth, and at some point in time or another, if they had a good mother, a good father, a good sister, good brother, good aunt, good uncle, someone who was connected to the body of Christ and told them anything about the word of God, and perhaps even a lot of them were brought up coming to church. Now they have decided that God ain't good enough. The word of God ain't good enough. The church is not good enough. And let me tell you something, my friend, I get tired of hearing some people say from time to time, I don't want to go to church because the church is full of hypocrites. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Come on down. We have plenty enough room for one more. So what we need to do on today is to come to realize that the church is not a perfect place for perfect people. The church is just like a hospital. It is a place for sick people, those who are sick, heavy laden in sin. And when you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, you give your burdens, lay all your burdens upon him. The Bible says, cast your burdens upon the Lord because he will sustain you. He will never suffer you to be moved. My friend, Christ Jesus is the answer for the whole world on today. Each and every time I meet an individual, no matter where I go, if it's in the restaurant, in the store, down on the corner, walking through the streets, anywhere I go, and when I meet an individual and strike up a conversation with them, a lot of times the first thing they try to tell me is what a good person they are, what a good life they're living, how good they got it going because they got a good job, a big bank account, nice house sitting on the hill, two or three Cadillacs in the garage. Well, my friend, all of that's very good and well. But pretty good, it ain't good enough. You have to know on today, no matter how good you are, you still need a savior. That's Brother Davis. Message to each and every one. Everywhere I go, whenever I meet someone, I still tell them, my friend, you need a savior. And that's the reason why God sent his son, Jesus Christ. He sent him to save us from our sins. When he gave him a name, he told the angel to tell Mary, and his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that's what he will do for you on today. 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studio right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. The wrath of God, Romans chapter 1 verse 18 said, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. All ungodliness. Let me tell you something. If you don't have Christ Jesus in your life, you are ungodly. That word un means without. You don't have God in your life, and there is no God in your ways and actions, no matter how good you might think you might be doing, no matter how good you might think you might be living. Without God in your life, my friend, you are doomed for eternity. So he said the wrath of God, the judgment of God, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Let me tell you something. I've been in Christ Jesus now going on 40 years serving the Lord, being saved and in the ministry. Going on 40 years, so that's still less than 100. But let me tell you something, my friend. I have never known him to lead you down a dead-end road. God always manifests himself. I'm a firm believer that he doesn't take anyone out of this world, even through death. He doesn't take anyone out of this world before he tries to manifest himself to them first, to give them an opportunity not to go to a devil's hell. Because after all, the scripture says that hell wasn't made for man, but it was made for the devil and for his angels. Amen? So we don't have to go there. But the sad part about the situation is no matter how much we preach, no matter how much we teach, no matter how many times we try to encourage people to give their lives over to Christ Jesus, many are going to hell and they don't have to go there. Many men are going simply not because they are murderers, not because they are thieves, not because they are whoremongers or drunkards. When you go to the book of Revelation, chapters 21 and chapter 22, it tells us there that those who have rejected Christ Jesus, they are going there simply because of unbelief in the Son of God. When you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're also accepting his finished work out on Calvary's cross. So my friend, let me encourage you to do that on today. Do not waste away your time, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Don't put off tomorrow for what today might bring. Let me tell you something. Out of my 40 years of being in Christ Jesus, I wish I had come to him 15 or 20 years earlier than that. I wished I had, because I'm having such a blessed time now, even more fun in Christ than I ever had when I was out in the world. So that's my only regret, is that I didn't give my life over to the Lord sooner. So I hope that that will encourage you on today, that it's worth it. He's worthy to be praised and he's worthy to be served. My friend, you don't have a hope if you're living life without Christ Jesus. It's a lost hope. It's an empty hope. But Christ Jesus, according to the scripture, he is that blessed hope. He is the true potentate. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Praise God. I'm feeling good already. Amen? But I thank and praise God for who he is, amen, in my life on today, because he has manifested himself to me in that way. Because verse number 19, getting back to the scripture, that which may be known of God is manifest in them. God has revealed, amen, himself unto them, but they have rejected him. So getting back to what verse number 18 said, the wrath of God is upon them. So that's why the world is a ball of confusion as it is on today. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen. You won't have a leg to stand on. You won't have a word coming out of your mouth, no form of excuse that you could give to God when he calls your name and you have to stand before him and he asks you, why didn't you believe in my son? Why didn't you accept his finished work out on Calvary's cross? What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So let me tell you something, my friend. If you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ covering your sins on today, you're going to be held accountable. You're going to be without excuse when you stand before God. Amen. So go ahead and accept him as your Lord and Savior while you have a chance, while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Accept him as Lord and Savior on today. A ball of confusion. The signs of the times. Amen. When we look at, amen, what we just read from the book of Romans, and I'm going down a little bit further in that same chapter or verse, or the other verses of scripture there, amen, to clarify what we're going to be covering on today for our topic. But certainly, amen, I also want to read you, here's a headline, amen, says the White House says deals struck to cut prices of popular Medicare drugs that cost $50 billion yearly. Here's what the White House had to say. Taxpayers are expected to save billions. Give me just 1 minute. After the Biden administration inked deals with pharmaceutical companies to knock down the list of prices for 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs. But how much older Americans can expect to save when they fill a prescription at their local pharmacy remains unclear. Since the list cost is the final price people will pay. After months of negotiations with manufacturers, list prices will be reduced by hundreds, in some cases thousands of dollars, for 30-day supplies of popular drugs used by millions of people on Medicare, including blood thinners, diabetes drugs, and blood cancer medications. The reductions, which range between 38% and 79%, will take effect in 2026. So, inflation. When we look at inflation, amen, ball of confusion. These things are happening in our world simply because we have turned our backs on God. And since we want to have it our way, God is letting us have our way. Amen. Here's another article that says, food inflation sticks around as egg prices shoot back up again. Some not so excellent news out of this month's CPI inflation report. In the month of July, the cost of groceries jumped 1.1% compared to a year ago, per the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's up 0.3% compared to June. The price of eggs up 19.1% year over year and 5.7% month over month contributed to the stubbornly high food prices. Now, my friend, I don't know, and I'm thinking that all of you from time to time have to go to the local grocery store, whether it's the corner market or whether it's the big supermarket. When you go in the grocery store, it makes you shake your head at some of the prices, how ridiculous the price is for a loaf of bread or for a dozen of eggs. But it's really because of our sinful attitude that we have taken in rejecting God at His word. Some of us need to realize that we need to depend on God each and every day. Listen, He's our source for everything. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall, which is a promise, direct thy paths. So certainly, if we want God to be our supplier, if we want Him to direct our paths, if we want Him to be our provider, then certainly we need to learn how to trust in Him. The 12-month change in egg prices is the largest since April 2023, when the cost jumped 21.4% year over year. Listen, I can remember back in the day, and again, I'm less than 100 years old. Praise God. But I could remember back in the day when I was growing up in the 1960s, right on up to the 70s, that eggs used to be 29, 39, and 49 cents a dozen. A bag of sugar, I could remember, it used to be right around that same price, 59, 69 cents for a 5-pound bag. But look at where the prices are on today. A dozen of eggs almost cost you $5. When you look at a loaf of bread, it costs you almost $5. When you look at a 5-pound bag of sugar, it's nearly $10 in some locations. And when we look at the price of gas, again, back in the day when I was growing up, I still remember gas, 29 cents a gallon, 39 cents a gallon, 49 cents a gallon. And as late as a few years back, when the price of gas went up because we were dependent upon the oil from Saudi Arabia, we had gas prices through the roof too. $2, $3, $4 a gallon. I think even over in California, you had it as high as $6 a gallon. But all of these things come as a result of our hardness and impenitent hearts of rejecting God and what he has got to offer us as our God and as our Savior. So certainly when we look at these things, inflation, lawlessness, murder by abortion, all these things are happening as a result of what I just read from the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. We have fallen under the righteous judgment of God simply because we have rejected God, who wants to be our all in all. So I don't know about you. I turn everything over to him. I fully trust in him because I need him each and every day of my life. This article goes on to say, premium egg producer Pete and Jerry's CEO Tom Flacco told Yahoo Finance the price is affected by supply, demand dynamics such as avian flu outbreaks, crimping supplies. He noted it's not the case for the premium category where hens are spread out and free range. The largest input cost is grain, he added, which includes corn, soybeans, and nutrients. It could account for over 50% of the price for a dozen eggs. Other factors include contracts with farmers, transportation, and the cost of labor, which has been elevated over the last 18 to 24 months. So, when we look at egg prices, they're rising again. Certainly things seem to be out of control because this world is this old planet. I'm talking about the planet Earth. The world is a ball of confusion because they have rejected God and have rejected his principles. Amen. And I go on to read in the book of Romans chapter 1. I'll start again with verse number 21. And then we're going to switch it over a little bit later on to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But certainly, I want to stick with Romans because this seems to sound, it's echoing in our society today. This really tells us where we stand in our present world on today. This is the answer to all the confusion that we're seeing on today. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Listen, the situation seems to grow worse and worse. As we read down through these verses of scripture, we can see how society continues to sink to a new low simply because they have turned their backs on God. This should not be in the land of the free and the home of the brave, because this country was built on the word of God, on the principles of the word of God. And I certainly believe the founding fathers, everyone, were Christians. They were believers in God and they trusted in God. And many times God made a way for them. When we look at some of the things that went on in their lives, as history tells it, miraculous things happened simply because they believed and trusted in God. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do on today. Believe God, trust in him, because he is the answer to this ball of confusion that we're seeing on today. We're getting ready to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there, don't you go nowhere. We will be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
I'm
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY.